Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Seth Ovison, who is the clerk auditor for Carbon County, and we are going to talk about early voting, which actually gets underway on October 24th, and it will run up until actually right before Election Day. First off, Seth, it's a pleasure to get you in today. I appreciate you taking out the time to join us.
Well, thanks, Jordan.
Let's talk a bit about this. For those who are unaware, actually today we get off and rolling with early voting. It's now up until when?
It'll run now until November 3rd, which is the Friday before the election.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I'm sure there are a lot of questions as to where you can vote, which cities we have where, I mean, all that good stuff, and that's what you're here to talk to us about.
That's right. So early voting starts on the 24th of October, and it will run through the 3rd of November, and that'll be in the county administrative building in the conference room on the first floor. And that'll go from 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. So if you have a lunch break or you want to get it taken care of before you go home right after work, we've tried to open that up for you so you can get in and vote. This year we have the Congressional District 3 election, which is very important. And we also have all of the city elections, which actually impact people more than probably some of those federal elections anyway, because they deal with the actual problems we have every day here in Carbon County.
Yeah, that's kind of been the topic of discussion over the last little while. I mean, you look at city council, that's a very big election on what these individuals have as far as power goes once the election is over.
Yep. As far as actual impact in the lives of every citizen, city council, mayoral elections, those are the ones that make the biggest impact that you will see, you know, as it happens every day. What happens, whether it's your street that gets cleaned or repaired or not, those are the people that are making those type of decisions.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's November 7th, right? That's the election day.
Yep. Election day is November 7th, and we will have different polling places throughout the county on November 7th. So if you live in Helper, Spring Glen, you'll vote at the LDS Stake Center there in Helper. If you live in Price City, the polling place is actually at the Lighthouse or the school district office. Wellington City and East Carbon City will vote at their city halls. And then we have a vote center again this year for anyone, and that's at the county fairgrounds. So if you live in East Carbon and you're not going to have time to make it back to East Carbon City Hall, you can swing by the event center on that day and vote anytime between 7 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock at night.
Now, I do have absentee ballots as one of the topics that we want to discuss here, and I'm glad that's one of the topics because there always seems to be some sort of confusion with an absentee ballot. So explain to me and to the listeners this process.
Okay. So if you're not going to be around, say you're going to be visiting family, or we have a lot of people that either leave for military or missions or that just aren't in their house, they are still entitled to vote. Because they live here and they're citizens and they're intending to come back. So you can file an application with the county clerk's office. And what we do is we mail them a ballot. They have, you know, it has to be mailed back the day before the election, and then, or postmarked, better said, the day before the election. And then we can count those ballots. So we can send a ballot to somebody who's in Arizona or St. George or wherever they may be.
And it's amazing how often the election result really depends on the absentee ballot. I mean, we've seen some very close races just here recently, which depended on absentee ballots, right?
Yeah, we have. I remember a couple of years ago, the commission race, I mean, it was between 21 votes, and that could be just a handful of people, whether or not they chose to come in and vote. And that's why we've tried to set up that, the early voting, the absentee ballots, election day voting, to try to give everybody the best opportunity they can to get out and vote.
Again, we're being joined right now by Seth Ovison, clerk auditor with Carbon County. Now, Seth, with that being said, one of the big questions I always get, and I want you to kind of talk about how simple this process is. We will get calls at the radio station, people asking where they're voting and if they're allowed to vote for certain races. So kind of break that down. If anybody has any information on, you know, if they're allowed to vote for certain races, the best way to find out.
Okay. If you have a computer, the easiest way to do that would be to go to vote.utah.gov, and you can put in your address, and it will pull up a sample ballot of all of the races that you're allowed to vote in. The biggest criteria is that you have to live in the geographic area that's covered. So if I live in Price City, I can vote for Price City offices, but not Wellington City offices. That's probably the easiest way. That's vote.utah.gov. If you don't have a computer or you just want to talk with a person instead, they're always welcome to call my office. The number is 636-3200, And anybody on my staff can look you up and see which races you can vote for and tell you where you can vote and what your options are.
I'm sure you get a lot of questions right around this time of the year.
We do. A lot of people are checking their registration, making sure that they're set up correctly, and we're happy to answer all of those questions as best we can.
Do you guys encourage early voting?
I do. I think early voting is one of the best things that we can do. About 30% of the county vote early. There's no lines, usually. They can get in, get out, and then you have the opportunity to do it at your convenience for the 9 days before the election. And it just makes it easier for people to come and not be rushed.
And that's right in the county building, right? The new county building.
Yep. So you'll walk in the county building. There will be pink arrows pointing the way to the conference room where we'll be. And they can come in whenever they want between 10 and 6.
Between 10 and 6. This is Monday through Friday, correct?
Yep.
All right. So again, if you want to take advantage of the early voting, definitely do so. Beginning on October 24th, you're allowed to do that. Now, with that being said, I want you to go ahead and give the 5 polling locations once again, Seth. I don't think we can stress enough as to where these locations are.
Okay. So on election day, those 5 places where you vote, if you live in Helper, it's at the LDS Stake Center in Helper. Price City would be at the school district office or the Lighthouse. Wellington City Hall for the Wellington residents. East Carbon City Hall, and then our vote center is at the Fairgrounds Event Center, and anyone, again, can go to the Fairgrounds Event Center if they want to vote on Election Day.
Seth, is there anything we haven't talked about yet? Have we covered it all?
No, I think that covers it pretty much,
Jordan. Okay, and again, if anybody needs any more information, the best way to go about getting it?
Either they can look online at vote.utah.gov, or they can call the county clerk's office.
And that phone number?
It's 435-636-3200.
Seth, I know it's a very busy time, very hectic, a lot going on definitely in your world. So I appreciate you taking out the time to come down here today and giving some insight and giving a little bit of information to myself and to the listeners. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.